Karen?
Yes.
Stay on the line, please. Hold on for 1 minute.
Okay.
Hello, Ms. Andrea. Ms. Care, I'm sorry.
That's okay, ma'am.
What happened is our system went down. And we had to wait 30 minutes on it to come back up, but they got it back up because I just got an email that it's back up and running.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I'm logging in now.
Okay.
And we may have to go through repeat some of the things that we've done.
Okay.
Let me see here. Oh, okay. She is 42021 58.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Karen, thank you for your patience.
Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a devastating day.
It can be that way, but we're not gonna let it control us that way.
Yes, ma'am.
We're gonna make it a good day.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, it's making us do the security questions again.
Okay.
All right. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which team nickname is associated with a college you attended? Bearcats, Cougars, Crusaders, Dolphins, none of the above.
The college that I attended?
Yeah. Which team nickname is associated with?
I'm not sure, ma'am. It was back in 1986. I don't know. None of the above.
Okay. That's all right. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Phoenix City, Abbotville, Dothan, Opelika, none of the above.
Abbotville.
Thank you. Thank you. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 2001 Volkswagen Cabrera, 2004 Mercedes-Benz, 2007 Audi Q7, 2011 Lincoln McKee.
I had a 2011 Lincoln, but I don't know if it was McKee. MKX.
Yeah, MKX.
Yes, ma'am. I owned a 2011 Lincoln MKX.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now I think we can get to the next page. Okay. I think we can go back to where we were. We had to do those questions over.
Yep.
Okay. Now, we were at the point where you were explaining why you were no longer working. This is yours. This is your side of the story, and we're limited as to how many words we can use. So I'm going to ask the questions of you, and you give me your answer. What is the name and title of the person who discharged you?
John Motley. M-O-T-L-E-Y. And he was my service manager.
What was the first name?
John J.
John.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay. And his title was service manager.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What day did he discharge you? That was today.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What was a found incident that caused your discharge? What did he tell? What was his exact words to you?
He said that I wasn't right for the job.
Okay. What was the found incident that caused your discharge? John said that I wasn't right for the job.
Yes, ma'am.
And he let you go? Okay. Did you commit the act your employer alleges, yes or no?
I'm sorry.
Did you commit the act? But were you not right for the job, yes or no?
I was right. Yes, I was right for the job, yes.
Okay. Any prior warning for the same or similar act, yes or no?
I don't understand. Say that again.
Just put no. Yeah, he couldn't have warned you for that.
I'm sorry, what?
Any prior warning for same or similar act. How does a person warn you for not being right for the job?
No, ma'am, he didn't warn me. He never warned me. He never anything, nothing, no.
Okay. What did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
Prior to my discharge, I went in, okay, all right, this is what happened. If you want to sum it up and let you put in your own words, I had a customer that yelled at me on the phone, and I was taking care of the customer, and I took care of it myself. When I got off the phone with the customer, another coworker that does the same thing as me started yelling at me and screaming at me and about what I did to this basically sum up, it was the coworker that was yelling and screaming at me and took her anger out on me, and I got up and went to my boss and told, I didn't do nothing to her, I just got up and went to my boss and told him what she did to me. And I first explained about the customer first yelling at and screamed at me on the phone, and I took care of my customer, and then I took care of him and solved his issues, and then I got yelled and screamed up by her, and I told him everything, and the owner of the company was in there in the office with us. He happened to come in right behind me in the door, just out of the blue. You know, he didn't know what was going on. And I didn't know he was going to stay in there, but he was. And so I was explaining to them, because John Motley, my boss, wanted me to explain what was going on, so I explained. Then he took in my information, and I went back to my office. That was on Monday, this prior Monday, and today is Thursday. And so since I've been employed there, there's been no issues or nothing. It was just this time only. So I have had no warnings, no write-up, no nothing. And so I just went in and told him about my issue, what's going on with my coworker. that are yelling at me, and I wasn't going to put up with nobody yelling at me. I need for him to resolve that, you know. And he said that he was going to talk to each one of us on Monday soon, but he never did. He just brought me back in this morning and told me he's got to let me go. He fired me and let me go, and that I wasn't right for the job. That's basically what happened.
Okay, so there was nothing you could do because you did you know you were going to get fired?
No, ma'am. It was a shock. No, ma'am. These ladies in the office didn't like me. They have their own group. It was a no-win situation. There's more of them than is just me only.
Okay. It was a shock to me. I didn't know that I was going to be fired.
Right.
Okay. We're going to leave the other stuff out because you may want to work somewhere else. You may want to work for a dealership, so you don't want to burn your bridges.
Well, he told me he would give me a reference.
Yeah, I know he told you that. He told you he was going to talk to you and the other girl, too, right?
Sorry, ma'am?
Didn't you say he told you that he was going to talk to you and the other employee?
Yes, ma'am. The other co-workers. Yes, ma'am. He was going to talk to the one that yelled at me. There's three of us. And he said he was going to bring each one of us in his office, you know, separately to see
what
happened.
Did he do it?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Don't burn your bridges because if he didn't do that, he may not do something else. So let your reputation hinge on you, not somebody else, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So we're going to put here, it was a shock to me, and it was a shock. You didn't know you were getting fired.
No, ma'am. I came in and clocked in this morning, which I have my time card to prove it, and then I had to clock back out. I wasted all my – he could have told me yesterday afternoon, right before I left to come home, if he wanted to do that. But I had to pack up all my stuff in front of these ladies. Any form of abuse where you work, yelled at by anyone.
I'm sorry that happened to you, but let me just read these things to you so that you know what we have here. John Motley, service manager, was the name and title of the person that discharged you. The date of your discharge for July 28, 2022. What was the final incident that caused your discharge? John said that I wasn't right for the job. Did you commit the act your employer alleged? You said no because you don't know what act you really committed. He didn't give you a letter, did he?
No, ma'am.
Were any prior warning for same or similar act? You said there was no warnings given or anything. Now, what
right.
did you do to try to resolve the problem? Since you didn't know that there was a problem, it was a shock to you. You didn't know that you were going to be fired. That's what I typed.
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly
okay.
the truth.
Okay. Good. Okay. All right. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax? Yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay. This is your temporary pen.
Okay.
5868.
Okay, ma'am. Hold on just a minute. I got to get a 5868.
Yes. 5868.
Okay. What do I need that for?
I'm going to tell you in a minute.
Okay.
Okay. Now that 5868 is a temporary pen. When you use that pen on Sunday, when you file your weekly certification, You will be prompted. Just let me finish talking to you, sweetie. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you use that pen on Sunday to file your weekly certification, you will be given a prompt to change the pen. When you change the pen, change it to something that you can remember and write it down, because ADOL will not have your pen. So you can't call us and ask us for your pen because we won't have it. Okay. The only thing we have is that your temporary pen that I just gave you. Now I'm going to read a closing statement to you, and there will be some numbers that you'll need to write down. I'll tell you when, okay? The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at https://alabamaworks.alabama.gov/FOSNET and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. Now, what they're asking you to do here is to visit one of the career centers in your area, update your online resume, and there. And the next sentence, you must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. They want you to look for a job every week. So when they ask you, have you been looking for a job, you need to say yes, and you need to be able to have the name of the job that you applied for, because they may ask you to list it, okay? Next paragraph, unemployment claims use calendar weeks that began on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week, will you copy this number down, please?
Yes, ma'am.
800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. Next week will start Sunday, July 31st. You'll dial that number and just follow the prompts. Okay. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, I have questions about the information. Please call 1-800-361-4524.
Would I have that book in time for this? Am I claiming this coming Sunday?
Yes, you are. Just July 31st.
Okay. At that 800.
You won't get the booklet because we're doing a claim today. Today is Thursday. Your claim has to be processed, so ADOL won't have this form until tonight sometime. So
yes,
you'll
ma'am.
Get the booklet sometime next week. Okay. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Karen Sims, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay, you're going to file your claim Sunday. You're going to use that four-digit PIN, that's 5868 that I gave you. And your social security number. Okay.
Yes, and I'm going to call 800-752-7389.
Yes, ma'am, and follow the prompts.
What's the times on Sunday that I call the 31st?
Sunday through Friday, but no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. So, you know, don't do anything before Sunday.
So this coming Sunday on the 31st, Sunday, I'm going to call this 800 number. What's the times on Sunday that I can call?
All day long Sunday.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Enjoy your day.
And you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.